You will bow down to me!
The Robeast advanced up the river. Suddenly, it stopped and opened its gigantic claws, sending bolts of energy to knock out the castle's power shields. On top of the Robeast...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I have your attention, please? I would like to welcome you in our favorite discotheque. I sure hope you do have a good time here tonight. Enjoy yourself.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm your Peter Pan storyteller. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Silverhawks, The Origin, Part 1. A radio signal crackled across the interstellar void.
Then they could bring us down from the ground.
This is Mel One Dog from the Elves of Kathmandu, wishing Shirlene Spinoza a happy first year anniversary. Good luck, guys.
Maybe it was those 10 Italian dancing girls. Nothing but skimpy little costumes wrapped around them.
Careful to just talk about positive things.
Tom Wallpaper of Encino, California. You win the Grand Honda Scooter.
Heavens to hand, I can't believe
it. Ono Haskatamu, you win $500,000.
Richard Hepage of Valencia, California, you are the winner of the $15,000!
I can't believe it's Shelly and Spinoza rocks my face off!
Hey there, Shammy, you just won yourself some new papyrus juice fragrance!
7 volts of music power!
Hey guys and gals, we got a caller. Hey, who are you here? Who are you on the line?
Hey, Hoingdal, this is Eddie Lino. I'm calling from Character Animation.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what, Eddie Lino? You just won yourself a new prize. That's right. It's a new Scooby-Doo mix. It tastes a little something like a kind of wheat barley brand germ malt mix, and it's going to taste really great. Eddie, we're going to send it to you in about 15 days, but it takes 6-8 weeks to deliver.
Hoingdal, I never won anything before in my life. 7 watts of music power on KCIA.
Hey, gang, let's all take a ride down to the Happy Time Bake Shop. Scooby and I want to get some of those delicious cookies that old Tom the Baker prepares. Boy, are they ever good.
Oh, you bet. You bet, Shaggy. They're great.
That's a terrific idea. I'd love some of those special cookies myself. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah,
boy,
let's go.
That sounds great.
Well, we're almost there.
Hey, I can see old Tom through the window. My, but they have some tasty-looking cakes and pies in the front.
Pies for everyone. Ah, let's see, who got some cherry, and I got some apple today. All right, I'm gonna slap this here together. Boy, I sure love these cakes. Needs something though. It needs a little. No, not cardamom. Not allspice. Not anise. What do I? Hey, Tabasco. I haven't put anything in.
What's this? We're out of Tabasco.
Open with a key, but if you put the right pressure on a certain spot, it popped open.
That's right.
By golly, it does work. Look, I just did it again myself.
Great. Now that's one mystery solved.
Hand of God. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war. Americans born in this century. Born in this century. Century. Generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and
bent it now.
Wait a second.
Well, guys and gals, as you may know, Shirley and Spinoza's quickly decaying. It had a half-life of 4 billion years. 4 billion years is up, and its next half-life is only 15 minutes. So that means that Shirley and Spinoza is quickly decaying. It may be gone by the end of this semester. But we don't want you to worry. Remember, if you detect any accent changes on the show, that is a good sign of decay of Shirley and Spinoza. And another thing is that on Shirley and Spinoza, we're going to make sure that we play all the greatest hits for you, including...
I'm a hairy high and low. Don't ask me why, cause I don't know. You know it ain't for the last breath. Like the grateful dead.
Well, like I said, the VW vans are going fast, and if you don't stop on by soon, guys and gals, all the VW vans are gonna be gone.
That's right, try the new Shirley and Spinoza Lager, available at Tatum. Just say, hey, Dario, pour me a nice frothy glass of Shirley and Spinoza Lager.
Ain't gonna study one no more. I'm gonna lay down my heavy load. I'm gonna lay down my heavy load. I'm gonna study.
Now you take, for example, the MIDI and Booth. That's enough to destroy the rest. That's enough to emasculate the rest of the male population. Brothel. So we are having in our country today an outbreak as never before. An outbreak such as was experienced by the Greek civilization from the 5th to the 3rd century. An outbreak such as been experienced by other civilizations in India, China, in Mongolia, in the steppes of Russia. And all you have to do, if you want to make an interesting, if you ever want to get a PhD in history, and you would like to write on something that has not been covered, the influence of astrology on historical events. That's Hitler and that idiot that tagged around with him, told him what the stars said. You'd have to go back to Louis the 11th. And the idiot that dealt with him in that area. You'd have to go back to the Magi in Persia. And when they got into this, that'd be a fascinating study.
By John Glenn.
This is Friendship 7. I'll try to describe what I'm in here. I'm in a big mass of some very small particles that are brilliantly lit up like they're luminescent. I never saw anything like it. They're around the little... They're coming by the capsule. and they look like little stars, a whole shower of them coming by.
Here's the man who has the news of the present, the man whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie.
I sat opposite you all morning. I heard you say, there are no data. I could have a game crunch by Nicotia. If I ever see a gazing at the dot, if I remember, you may think my race. Boy, cross on you, you're right on my boy. Who in the name did you get me? Spam a fest.
Doll, Bill. I'm gonna go over to her today. I've been giving her, you know, the eye the last few days, but now I'm gonna give her something more. The ear. It's really gross, I know, but with this new razor blade technique I've developed, I merely saw off certain parts of my body and give them to women that I find attractive in hopes...
Come on, Frank, would you look at yourself? Look at yourself, Frank! Look at yourself! You're just a couple of eyebrows and tennis shoes! No one's gonna go out with you.
I admit I've had my troubles in the past with women, but that's all changed, don't you see? This brow. Gotta rip this brow off.
Hey, nice pair of shoes. Hey, Linda, you wanna go out?
BC Greek. But take a look at someone like Julius Caesar. The Romans were a very manly, very unusual type of way. Short hair. And he looked like a man.
I didn't have to wonder long.
We have today a very, we talk about Greek civilization. We study Greek civilization. So much classicism.
Jaws of the shark.
The country today. Drug addiction. Bailey
Coast. Coast Guard on the phone. Hey, can you hear me? GP, how'd you get me out?
Am I?
You're okay. Nasty gash on the shoulder, but I don't think he liked the way you tasted. John's calling for medical help.
Yes, sir. We're with Dr. Compton aboard the Sea Lab. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll tell him.
GP, you know something? I've never been afraid of them before.
We'll be right back.
Master, how may I walk a peaceful path when the world is seldom peaceful?
Peace lies not in the world, Grasshopper, but in the man who walks the path.
But in my path may be men not filled with peace.
Then seek a different path.
And if at each turn appear those who would be violent and do not love peace.
To reach perfection, a man must develop equally compassion and wisdom.
But, Master, how do I not contend with a man who would contend with me?
In a heart that is one with nature, though the body contends, there is no violence. And in the heart that is not one with nature, though the body be at rest, there is always violence. Be, therefore, like the prow of a boat. It cleaves the water, yet it leaves in its wake water unbroken.
Rush has appeared on several national television programs, spoken at seminars throughout the country over the past several years, and authored a national bestseller on real estate investing. Russ Whitney, Chairman and CEO of CompuWorld, developers of the new mortgage reduction system. What you're about to hear is part of a live CompuWorld business opportunity workshop. And now, Russ Whitney.
Maybe Mom is right. Maybe I do need to get rest.
You may whine because you want attention. You may want your parents to notice you. You may need to have them spend some time with you. But whining will not get you the kind of attention you want or need.
Dad spends so much time with the baby. Maybe if I whine. He will give me some attention. The baby.
Vous êtes d'où?
Je viens de Bretagne.
Mademoiselle, vous êtes française?
Non, je suis pas française.
Vous êtes d'où?
Je viens de Taïwan.
Vous êtes de Grenoble?
Non, je ne suis pas de Grenoble.
Mi dispiace.
Vous êtes d'où?
Je suis du sud de la France.
But I'm going to be in there tonight, which is Tuesday, from 7 to 10, if you want to drop by. All right. Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Fausto, this is Aaron. I was hoping you would be around in video graphics because I need your help tonight doing the kiss shoot, L-shape, as soon as possible, please come. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, Rosa, this is Dad. I just wanted to say hi, and I hope that you're doing okay with all the rain. We got your message earlier, and sorry we were out, Derek and I, getting food for the dogs. No need to come back tonight, son, but we'll probably be talking to you tomorrow night. Okay? Bye-bye.
There they are, little Tommy, right over that hill and dale. If we hurry up, we can still catch them. And thus ends the tale of Johnny and Tommy.
And thus begins another tale of Lonnie and Bonnie.
I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in, going back to
Houston, Houston, Houston.
Turn rivers in their courses, level mountains to the plain, ocean and land and sky are avenues for our colossal commerce. Disease diminishes and life lengthens, yet the promise of this life is imperiled by the very genius that has made possible.
Guten Tag, Luise. Wie geht's? Guten Tag. Guten Tag. Luise. Luise. Guten Tag, Luise. Guten Tag, Luise. Wie geht's?
He said, take my advice, son.
Guten Tag, Luise. Wie geht's?
He said, here's what you do, son.
Here's what you do, son.
Get some apple juice and hold out a cup to him.
Get some apple juice and hold out a cup to him.
When he smells it, he'll slow down.
When he smells it, he'll slow down.
And you can catch up to him.
And you can catch up to him.
Once again, guys and gals, on Obsessed Man Theater.
Rise, you. Walking as if to music. Your dress lies against the cheeks and hollow of your thighs like running water. Your breasts nod yes each step. The dress censors not a syllable of you. Articulate eyes wink from your breasts and belly, signal from your throat, beckon from your knees, your waist.
1600 years of Shirley and Spinoza.
Mother, but they are magic beings.
But his mother would not listen to him. She spanked him, threw the beans out of the window, and sent Jack to bed without supper. He was a very unhappy little boy.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your visit to Manorstown. Please come back and see us again. We are now leaving Manorstown, the please and thank you city.
Les, stop everybody.
This is Manorstown. This is Manorstown.
This is Manorstown.
Town. The flea and thank you city. Right. The fleas are thank you city. The fleas are
thank you city.
Let's stop everybody.
Please.
Hello, I'm John McFriendly.
But that's not the point. The point is that Michelle's going to Trader Joe's today. We were wondering if you needed to go for anything. I think I may go as well. But if you don't need anything, that's cool. But I don't know. Just thought I'd call and ask. It's like 12:15 now, I think. I could be wrong. So, I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? It's a pity. We've come to the end of a marvelous night. I would like to thank you all for your presence here, and please do come back. Thank you. Bye-bye.